Dear friends, I am Yeshua. I am with you. I am close to you. You can feel my presence in your heart. The heart is a gateway. It connects you with your soul, and through your soul with the universe. Your heart is multidimensional. It reaches far beyond your personality. It reaches far into the future and into the past, into other lives, other timelines, other dimensions. And I'm telling you this because you need to be aware of how vast you are. You often think of yourself as this tiny personality struggling with life, trying to make sense of it. But there is a lot of knowledge and wisdom inside you. It's right there, but somehow you don't believe you can access it. You have become very focused on the outside world, the material outside world. And there's a lot of fear in most people. And I'm asking you now to go with your awareness into your heart and to be there in a place without fear, to feel free, like a bird who can fly wherever they want. And for a moment, let's fly to the future and imagine that there's something beautiful, something joyful and precious waiting for you in the future. It's shining like a diamond. And you feel attracted to it. It's the energy of a future in which you fully embody your soul's energy. You receive its wisdom and light while being on Earth. And this is your ultimate goal, to channel your own soul's truth and wisdom down to Earth. And I'm asking you to open your heart to this light, your light from the future, and feel and see how it comes, travels towards you. It's actually the future you, and now she or he looks into your eyes, and you feel the freedom and lightness in those eyes. And these eyes want to tell you something. there's something that you are struggling with right now. An issue or a fear, a blockage in your life. And often these are related to the past, to pain and trauma, which can reach far back into the past, even into past lives. And it can seem very hard to let go of it, to really overcome these. But when you look into the eyes of your future self, you see that it is possible. And allow the light from these eyes to reach into your heart and give you a message. And put words to this message. And really feel the energy of these words. Because it's not just the words that come through, it's a vibration. And you need it now. And allow it then to flow into your abdomen, into your legs and feet. Call yourself, call your soul, and feel its power. Right now, you live in a time of deep transformation and also crisis. There's a lot happening globally. Energy is shifting worldwide, and even the energy of planet Earth is going through a shift. Not just as a result of what humanity is doing or not doing, but of itself. The Earth itself has an intelligence, and she is moving into a higher vibration or dimension. And so even though there's a lot of chaos and turmoil right now in the collective consciousness of humanity, there's also a lot of opportunity. Things are breaking apart, and this allows your soul's energy to flow down more easily. It is through your greatest challenges that you come closest to your soul's wisdom and power. You are meant to be on Earth right now. And you are lightworker souls. Your light is precious and very much welcome at this time. But most of all, you need to recognize it and cherish it. You have been a pioneer for a long time, for many lifetimes. You didn't feel at home within mainstream consciousness. You always felt like you were different, and it was difficult to cope with that feeling of being different, misunderstood, or even punished and persecuted. But now things are different. There's this saying in the Bible that the meek shall inherit the earth. Lightworker souls are the meek. The earth is looking for your vibration. Lightworker souls may feel at times that they are too sensitive or too tired or too traumatized to really be who they are, to express their knowledge, their wisdom, to contribute to what's happening on earth. But the meek shall inherit the earth, not the ones with power or the ones who are have a lot of worldly power or success. It's the ones who see through the fears and the limiting beliefs of collective consciousness. They will be the guides for others. And I'm asking you to remember your light. This is the right time for it. And feel also that there is guidance around you. Imagine that there is an angel standing behind you. It's like a cloak of blue light, softly touching you with gentleness and kindness, because we know how much you have suffered and how hard it can be to live as a human being on earth with your open heart and sensitivity. So feel how this angelic presence loves you and knows you and tells you that you are safe. The angelic realm and Mother Earth are really closely connected. Mother Earth is an angel herself. So feel safe and rooted. And I am here with you with a lot of joy. I feel friendship for you and kinship. Thank you for being here.